My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
B. Scott in with John Lopez and Figgy Fig. And we're going to talk about J.J. Watt. We're going to talk about the Jerry Hughes signing. The Texans did make some news. What a day, actually, for the Texans to make a signing and actually try to make a headline and some news of all days yesterday, trying to be in the background of the hurricane news. But we got bigger things going on in the streets,
Lopez. Yeah, we do, man.
Way bigger things going on in the streets. Your house, your home, your property impacted by Beryl yesterday. And lo and behold, mine as well. Mine as well. I didn't know it because as Beryl was happening, I was actually sitting where Bajani's sitting right now,
yeah,
talking to Seth Payne when all of this was happening. I got to get a look at my neck of the woods, if you will.
Yeah.
And we're similarly situated, if you will.
Yeah, we are. But look, it's just stuff. Everybody, first of all, you know, obviously affected by the hurricane. Literally everyone who can hear us. Pretty much on the Odyssey app, on YouTube, if you're listening in your car because you're trying to kill some time because your power's out and you're sitting in the air conditioning of your car. I bet you a lot of people are doing that. I'm just going to go sit in the car and listen to the show. We sympathize. It's just stuff. My house got hit pretty good. I was trimming limbs into the night last night because I didn't get home till after 6 o'clock. Because we
6 a.m. or
6 p.m.
6 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
Because, so you got to see really the aftermath.
Yeah.
Of it.
Yeah. Because we were actually, as people may have known who listen all the time, we were. I took the long weekend, man. Extra long weekend. Went down to Canyon Lake. Had a good time. Getting some reports about our house that it looks okay from the street, but we have, you know, it's a gate. It's a locked gate. So you couldn't get in there. Once we got in there, well, that was a mess, and it's still there. But it's just work. It's just stuff. Everybody, if you're happy and healthy, or at least healthy, just count your blessings. And don't do what my man, Brandon Scott, did. You talked about, you were on the air. Hey, what'd you do before that?
So I got an early confession, because we didn't really get into this in depth yesterday. We had more pressing and more urgent matters to attend to. But I do have an early confession. I was able to sympathize with everyone who I saw get stranded on the roads. There, you know, we saw the photos, all the still shots of vehicles stalled, flooded on the highways, on the streets. We saw that.
Rescues.
We saw that there were a couple of dozen rescues that we saw or that were reported. I was able to sympathize greatly because I was this close, and if you can see me on the on the stream, I got my thumb
pretty close
and my
together.
Index finger really close together. I was this close to being one of them people.
Yeah,
this close. I did not take the advice of the folks that I work with here.
Turn around, don't drown.
Oh, no, not even that. I did turn around and not drown. What I should have done was spent the night up here and not driven in the... I drove up here yesterday morning at 4 o'clock in the morning.
What are you doing, man?
Right as Barrel was barreling down on Houston.
Seriously, like you... That's the thing, people, when people say, like, you know, why do you live in Houston? People who don't live in Houston, I'm sure you've gotten those messages. Everybody's gotten them. Why would anyone live there? Well, one reason about one thing about hurricanes is you deal with them. They're bad. But you know they're coming. You see them coming.
Yeah.
Like from days on end. Now, this one was a little less time because it kept twisting up. We all know the story. But you knew it was coming. You knew 4 a.m. was like the worst time to get in your car and start driving.
Yeah, so and so that wasn't the plan. What ended up happening was procrastination bit me in the ass. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to go. And eventually I got too tired and fell asleep and did not go. Now, the fortunate part is I didn't drive from Missouri City. I drove from a very close location. I was actually in Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wasn't that far away, but I was in the freaking eye of the storm for the most part. Maybe not exactly the eye of the storm.
Oh, you were close.
But pretty damn close. Maybe in the eyelid or in the eyelash of the storm, something like that. And so, yeah, man, I'm driving down. What did I go down? Bissonnette? Or no. Yeah, I was going down Bissonnette, going to turn on Newcastle.
Yeah.
All right. Flooded. Had to turn around and like actually
that street flood on a regular day.
Oh, actually drove backwards. Like drove in reverse. Tried to get on from Bissonnette to 59. Yeah. There were some rough spots.
Yeah.
And so there were moments where I was like, you know what? Not only do I not know if I'm gonna make the morning show with Seth, I don't know if I'm gonna make it at all.
Period.
So what's wild is by the time 6 a.m. hit, I had already experienced Barrel and survived like the worst of it. I had met it like in the face, like an idiot. I'm not, this was dumb. My plan was to get up around like 1 or 2 in the morning and drive up here, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
What I should have done was drive up here at 10 or 11 and spend the night like everybody else did. I just didn't, no disrespect to y'all, I just didn't really want to do that. We hadn't lost power yet, so I had all the everything going on at my places that was cool.
Yeah,
and I didn't want to spend the night with y'all, man.
All right.
I didn't want to do it. Sorry,
so,
but the consequence was almost losing my damn life.
That's all. Just losing.
We ain't that damn bad, man.
Yeah, we're not that bad. Yeah, Figgy would have snuggled with you anyway. Don't be that guy. And it got me thinking, like when there is a hurricane. Don't be this person. I need some help from the loopholes. I need some help from you guys. 713-572-4610. I experienced this as we're driving in last night, yesterday evening. Don't be the dude or the lady who goes out of turn at a flashing red light. That is the worst. When you go out of turn at a flashing red light, you screw it up for everyone, and you're just being an a-hole.
So... I agree. I think what you say is like objectively true.
Mm-hmm.
However, we do know that people do screw it up, right?
Yeah.
People do screw it up. And I'm here to just let you know now.
Oh, Lord, Figgy, he did.
You one of those.
He did it.
If you screw it up, if you show the slightest level of hesitation, it's your turn and you don't go. I'm going. I'm not going to do this back and forth with you. Like, no, it's your turn.
It's a
you
cat
go.
And mouse game.
Keep going. Keep the flow going. No, to hell with all of y'all.
Yeah.
I'm gone. And y'all can kind of sit around with you know what's in your hand and decide who's next.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. I got places to be.
So and you were that guy.
And we're because sometimes you got to be that guy. Sometimes you got to be the bad guy, Lopez. Sometimes you got to be the villain.
Just get
everybody else.
Get it back in sync.
Well, everybody else is just too damn nice. Forget it being this. It was in sync, but it's your turn now to keep it in sync, and you not going. So now I'm going to mess it up because you are hesitant.
Yeah.
And I got places to be. I care more about getting to where I need to go than the rhythm of this back and forth, this four-way stop.
Yeah.
So either do it or don't. Like, hit that gas or don't, but I'm going.
Okay, with B. Scott as the example.
I'm going.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What else should you not? Don't be this person when there's a hurricane. I got a couple more. I want to get you guys' thoughts. And of course, the listeners at 713-572-4610. Don't be the person who gets mad at your neighbors when there are limbs everywhere and they put them on the street. That's what you do. The city will pick them up. We just saw it in the tornadoes that hit us, that they will eventually come get them. Don't be the person. Now, we are all rubberneckers to a degree, but I saw this twice yesterday and once this morning. Drives to the flooded waters, to the edge of the flooded waters, just to look. And then they have to turn around, cause, you know, get in trouble, all that, to see how deep the water is.
Rubbernecking a flood.
Rubbernecking a flood. What else? What else should you not be this person when there's a hurricane?
So, 713-572-4610. So I saw a couple of these, and maybe I'm a hypocrite for saying so because I drove in the heart of the hurricane. I understand that. But I saw same place where I was coming from in Maryland. Mm-hmm. And we know, all of us who've been around for a while, understand Maryland floods. Like that. Like,
oh, yeah. That's flood city.
Yeah, it's flood city. We understand that. Don't be the person that just leaves your car out on the street.
Oh, Lord. We had that too.
When you know it's going to flood in your particular area. There was like 5 or 6 cars. Now, normally you can find at least a dozen cars parked on this particular street I'm talking mm-hmm. about, but you know, half of them were gone because they had sense to be gone, or more than half of them. Yeah. There was like 2 or 3 cars just sitting there. I think I showed you this figure, this picture. Flooded, completely flooded. Don't be that guy. And then yesterday, after it's all over with, I see one of them coming out there to come check on the car.
Yeah, well, it ain't great.
Let me see how the car's how the car's doing. Don't be that guy, because we were sitting up there laughing at dude, laughing at him.
Yeah, don't be the person that's just being ignorant and reckless, driving on the road, just splashing everybody. just because you got a big ass suited up F-150. Man, every time I see people do that, they just
people walking like, come on, they don't have power. There are a lot of people outside. That's like, a good one, Figgy.
Why is you being a douche?
And you're just splashing the sidewalks like crazy. Don't care about it.
And they'd be the ones with the big old suited trucks with the balls hanging from the back.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Like with the silver balls. Like, come on, man.
A couple of others that I got via text and on the text board. Don't be the person that buys up all the diapers.
Or all the anything. Don't be the person that buys up all the water. You know, because you
get a couple cases.
So, and look, I understand because it's difficult times. You want to do as much as you can or stock up as much as you can. Lopez, I went to HEB this morning.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I was like shocked at how many there were teenage kids right there when you walk in the door, just lined up with their phones being charged in the wall. Like just about 8 or 9 teenagers just sitting there. So I'm like, okay, that's weird. Then I get up. It's one of those upstairs ones.
Yeah.
I get upstairs. There's a line out the door.
To charge?
For water. Specifically. Like, or no, I'm sorry. For ice.
Ice.
For ice specifically.
Yeah. I mean, you got to get what you got to get, but buying it up, a lot of people try to resell that stuff.
Ah, oh, man.
That is low down.
The person that tries to, that's really what I'm hitting at. Yeah, the person that tries to hit a lick off the herd.
Yeah. Let me ask you this one, and then, of course, you can send them in 713-572-4610. How do we feel about marking yourself safe on Facebook?
For some people, that's important. Like, it depends. Like, that's not something that I'll ever have to do.
Yeah.
Because if you need to get in touch with me, Facebook is, like, if you're trying to get in touch with me through Facebook, that means we're not very close. Right.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of where I'm going with this. Like, your family and your friends know.
Well, some people communicate through Facebook.
Well, like maybe their internet down. That's what I'm saying. Yes. I can be swayed on this one, but I'm like.
Some families and friends communicate more on Facebook than others. So it just depends on your situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of got a confession about that too, man. Watch this. These are my confessions. So I'm not the person that look for a lot of attention or anything like that, but I low-key want to cut people off who didn't check on me during this storm, man. I seen some people, some friends, some so-called friends and family that was tweeting about the hurricane, but didn't even check on me.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even from Houston. They was talking about the hurricane. I'm like, this person ain't checked to see if I was okay.
Oh my God, man,
I might have to start cutting some people off, man. I'm going to see who all hit me up because it was a bunch of people that hit me up like, hey, y'all good down there?
Yeah.
It was a couple other people that didn't, but they asses was talking about the hurricane, though.
Yeah, they just wanted to be topical. They wasn't worried about you, Figgy. They just wanted to be topical. Yeah. I got another one. So this was talking to Melissa Chase, or you know, one of our program directors here at Odyssey. And in her little Facebook neighborhood group, you got people in there complaining about not having power.
That was going to be mine, man.
So, yeah, we can share this one. I mean, like, seriously, it's millions of people without power, and you don't understand why you don't have power?
Yeah. 2 million people.
Like, go touch, like literally touch grass.
Mm-hmm.
Literally go outside. And look around. Why don't you have power? Y'all heard me go off on Bajani earlier for not having the lights on.
Yeah.
Don't nobody got power. What are they talking about? Don't be that person.
Yeah. Stop tagging Center. What is it?
Oh, yeah. Center Point.
Stop tagging Center Point on social media saying, I don't have power. What are y'all doing?
It's
2 million people without power, man.
Here's my other one. And this.
They working on it.
I will admit, maybe I'm just being, you know, weird or stupid on this one. But it just bothers me when you're in your neighborhood group page. You know, I got the First Ward group page. You know, my kids have all their neighborhoods. I'm sure you guys are on the group page. And they start asking, y'all have power? You got power yet? Anybody have power yet? I saw power at blah, blah, blah. No power here. I don't have power. Like, you're going to know. And there are resources. The CenterPoint thing, the app, the Twitter. They show you the map. There's updates everywhere. Y'all got power yet? Y'all got power? It just drives me nuts.
I don't understand the entitlement when a disaster hits.
Yes.
Like, have a little bit of compassion or some, like, if patience ain't the right word, like, just have some understanding. Like, nobody has power.
Yeah.
It sucks for everyone. You are not unique.
Yeah, it's like it's yeah. just it's real tough. Now, this one is a little personal. Don't be the person. And I don't, this sucks because most people know not to do this or wouldn't do this, but my daughter did this.
Oh man!
Don't be the person to lose your phone right while a hurricane is happening.
Well, sometimes you can't help it.
So my daughter, she didn't drive through a flood. This girl stepped in a puddle, like fell in water. She like fell in water.
Oh, man.
So she was trying to go to a relative's house who I believe did have power.
Yeah.
But they also had some flooding right there at the steps of their home.
Yeah.
And I guess she misjudged or missed it or didn't realize what she was stepping in and stepped in a hole, like a puddle,
mm-hmm.
and like slipped and lost her phone.
Yeah.
Or, you know, ruined her phone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be that person, because now she wants, hey, can I get a new phone?
Oh, see, she's exploiting it.
Mm. Sweetheart.
Yeah.
The important part for you is to not lose your phone in the middle of the damn hurricane.
Yeah.
That was important.
That was important.
What's not important is replacing your phone.
Exactly.
From
the 281, right on cue. I just left the Lowe's in Atascocita, saw a person buy 3 generators and 4 portable ACs.
Come on, man.
What are we doing?
Come on.
What are we doing?
Like, I would fight that person.
You're just exploiting the situation, trying to make a few extra bucks.
Win or lose. I'm pretty sure the person that buys that many generators and everything could probably kick my ass. But just based on principle, I would fight that person.
You need a generator, get a generator.
Did y'all see on the news how they were talking about HEB? And saying, hey, HEB, we have waters, 2 waters per person, 2 this per person. Yeah. And then they said 2 briskets per person.
That's a mark. Who is
trying to buy up all the brisket, man? Hey,
them trying to sell brisket.
No, I did say, I saw that figure. And I said that is the most Texas story I've ever heard.
It is, but it's HEB. All due respect, we all love HEB.
So they trying
We want to sell some briskets, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, business.
They trying to promote brisket during the doggone hurricane.
You want to know what I saw a neighbor doing?
What's that?
Barbecuing this morning.
Oh, you got to do that.
You know?
You got to do that. Get everything out of the freezer. I've done that a bunch of times.
I can't say I blame them.
No, I don't either. I've done that myself. This was a very interesting hurricane. You know, you talked about how my got a fence down, all the limbs and all that stuff I'm going to do, but that's just work. But the funny thing was, like Saturday morning, I was playing golf with my sons in near Canyon Lake, and I started texting Captain Dean from the Bite Me podcast because he lives down in Aransas Pass. I said, I think I'm going to come down after we're done so I can take my boat out of the water, out of the marina, and you know, kind of batten down the hatches on the little trailer I keep down there. And he's like, dude, have you looked at it lately? I was like, no, I've been playing golf. He goes, it's going north and east. It's not even going to hit us. So I was all worried about going to Aransas Pass, which, by the way, didn't even get a drop of rain. And that's where it was supposed to be Friday night into Saturday morning. It was supposed to be going right into Aransas Pass.
I'll have a confession about
Then it takes that hard right and starts going up north. I should have been more worried about my house here than the one. And the thing I keep in down in Aransas.
It's mind-boggling how the weather just does its own. Like, you can have all the signs, and shout out to the meteorologists that did their thing. Like, I'm not knocking them. I'm celebrating all of the weather folks, all of the meteorologists, the reporters who were out there. But, man, that weather don't give a damn about your training and experience and your education. It's just going to do its own thing. It's got a mind of its own.
Dude,
100% it did that.
It took a hard right and kept coming.
Wild.
Yeah.
Coming up next on In the Loop, I'm B. Scott. We got John Lopez and Figgy Fig in the building. I'm 35. How many defensive ends will the Texans have who are older than I am? We'll set the over-under next on In the Loop.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
You know what I'm bringing today. You know what I'm bringing today. Let's go.
Go to work.
Let's go.
A-Town.
Sports Radio 610.
How many will it be? for the Texans. What am I talking about? Defensive ends who are older than your boy. The Texans made some news yesterday. They brought back Jerry Hughes. I'm being honest, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised by this. I didn't think Jerry Hughes was coming back. Like, just already. No, I didn't think too. He was coming back.
Yeah, no.
But especially after they signed Danielle Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And especially after Danielle Hunter. Also, both of those guys, by the way, Houston products from the Houston area. Yeah. Jerry Hughes and Danielle Hunter. But also, when Danielle Hunter takes Jerry Hughes' number instead of his own, which is J.J. Watts, goes 55 instead of 99,
yeah,
which was Jerry Hughes' number, I thought, okay, well, Jerry Hughes is gone for sure. Maybe it opens the door, though, for J.J. Watt to come back.
Yeah.
Since he didn't take his number. That was my thought at the time. But they signed Jerry Hughes yesterday. We all believe. Mm-hmm. I feel like most of us agree that at least there's a good chance that J.J. Watt wants to come back, could come back, will come back, and specifically, not just come back to the NFL, but specifically return with the Texans.
No, absolutely with the Texans.
Yeah, so we all pretty much feel that way. We agree on that.
Yeah.
So I ask, I'm going to set the over-under on this at 1.5,
mm-hmm.
all right? I'm 35 years old. J.J. Watt, also 35 years old. Jerry Hughes, very soon to be 36 years old. Yeah. Both of them older than me.
Yeah.
Slightly, by months. Over-under at 1.5. How many defensive ends will the Texans have this year that are older than your boy?
Give me the over big time.
Okay.
And I know you're not going to make a comeback. I'm talking about J.J.
No.
I know you're not one of them.
And me on the D-line would be a very, very, very sad proposition.
I might pay to see it.
Oh, yeah.
I might pay to see it.
Yeah, you want to talk about rubbernecking earlier. That's a crash waiting to happen.
I might pay to see it.
You want to see a dead body?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I want to see a dead body. Here's where I am with J.J. Okay, so for those who don't know or your internet has been down, by the way, we will give you all the relevant updates, whether there's a big portion of town that got power back, et cetera. I understand up near the Beltway, thanks to Tyler Milner, who's been tweeting that and told us, the big northeast part of town got a big chunk of homes back. So we're going to give you the updates as we move along here. We're going to also be, as I like to call it, the toy department. We are the respite of all things that are getting a little bit too real for Houston right now, as we all know. So if you didn't see the tweet, didn't have the power, whatever, he tweeted, it was last night, wasn't it? Or yesterday?
I think it was the day before.
It was actually yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday evening.
Either way. It was a recently
tweeted. We brought it up on the show.
Yeah. He tweeted a picture of himself looking like he is, and I say this as a proven heterosexual, an Adonis. Like he looked.
Hey, wait a minute. A proven heterosexual?
I am a proven heterosexual.
Prove it.
Well, I can't do it with you guys. But
well, you've got 30 plus years worth of proof.
Yeah.
Your children?
I got two grandkids, by the way. That's proof enough. Anyway,
I didn't know we needed proof, but all right. Go ahead.
As a proven heterosexual, I will say he looked like an Adonis. Could not be in better shape. Thin. Powerful, ready to go. And by the way, he tweeted it the same time that Jerry Hughes was being signed. So I thought Seth brought up a good point with this kind of a little way of saying, hey, don't forget about me. I'm still looking this way. But this is what I was going to tell you and Figgy and our listeners. I've kind of reached the point where I might be a little bothered, not just surprised. I might be a little surprised and a little bothered if J.J. does not come back as a Houston Texan. Like I've reached that point. Like he's sent up enough, little signs and signals and all that. Like he is getting ready for something. Well, he is showing us he's getting ready for something.
Do y'all feel like it's a possibility JJ could play somewhere else?
No. Absolutely not.
No, that wouldn't make sense.
And I'll bring that up.
Yeah, but if he's doing all his training and the Texans ain't interested.
But they are. I mean, D'Amico had an opportunity to say, J.J., we love him. We'll just talk around it. But he said, yeah, I might call him.
So I could see the outside chance, and this is already kind of an outside chance, but I could see the outside chance that he tries to get on with a contender somewhere. This just makes the most sense because of the ties and the fact that it's a contender.
It's a contender.
Yeah, it checks all the boxes, whereas
yeah, could he wind up with Buffalo or Green Bay? Just name your contender or mm-hmm. team that you think might be in the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, but that would make far less sense.
Yeah.
Far less sense to do, especially a year after the fact.
Well, let me ask you a very serious question. Why would he be doing this? Why would he be doing this? And it's just not yesterday or whatever, day before. It's a consistently sort of, I guess, sign. It's a consistent sign that he's doing something to get ready for something. He also said this is the last year that he's going to do football workouts. So he's doing football workouts. He looks like to be in that shape. Why would he be doing that if he were not planning to come
back? Yeah, I completely am sold on him wanting to come back or mm-hmm. thinking about coming back. Like, I don't, based off of yeah. talking to him a couple of months ago, like being there at a charity softball game and actually hearing him yeah. discuss this, I was sold at that moment that, you know,
and there's
the
been
very
a lot
least,
more since.
Oh yeah, at the very least, JJ wants to come back. Now to Figgy's point,
yeah,
what is the interest level from either the Texans or say another contender, whoever might be a suitor?
Yeah,
that is the part that I don't have as great of a sense for, even though I do agree with you mm-hmm. based off of hearing from D'Amico Ryans, hearing from Nick Caserio, and just our understanding for how JJ Watt, at least as a football player for sure, is viewed yeah. amongst other football people. There would be some interest there on behalf of the Texans. I would be shocked.
Yeah.
I would be shocked. What I'm curious of with mm-hmm. you is, what would bother you? What about it would bother
no,
you
no,
if
no,
he didn't come
no,
back?
What I'm saying is,
because what if it's he does want to come back and it turns out that it just isn't, for whatever reason, the right fit? They don't agree on money.
Yeah.
They don't agree on the role. What, like something that maybe we don't foresee in the moment, but
yeah.
for whatever reason, they're not able to consummate.
Well, let me tell you why I'm kind of at the point where I'd be surprised and a little bothered, in all honesty, if he doesn't come back. Because, a couple of things.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
You know what I'm bringing today. You know what I'm bringing today. Let's go.
Go to work.
Let's go.
Hey, Sam.
Sports Radio 610.
How many will it be? How many will it be for the Texans? What am I talking about? Defensive ends who are older than your boy. The Texans made some news yesterday. They brought back Jerry Hughes. I'm gonna be honest, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised by this. I didn't think Jerry Hughes was coming back. Like, just already. No, I didn't think too. He was coming back.
Yeah, no.
But especially after they signed Danielle Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And especially after Danielle Hunter. Also, both of those guys, by the way, Houston products from the Houston area. Yeah. Jerry Hughes and Danielle Hunter. But also, when Danielle Hunter takes Jerry Hughes' number instead of his own, which is J.J. Watts, goes 55 instead of 99,
yeah,
which was Jerry Hughes' number, I thought, okay, well, Jerry Hughes is gone for sure. Maybe it opens the door, though, for J.J. Watt to come back
since
he didn't take his number. That was my thought at the time. But they signed Jerry Hughes yesterday. We all believe. Mm-hmm. I feel like most of us agree that at least there's a good chance that J.J. Watt wants to come back, could come back, will come back, and specifically, not just come back to the NFL, but specifically return with the Texans.
No, absolutely with the Texans.
Yeah, so we all pretty much feel that way. We agree on that.
Yeah.
So I ask, I'm going to set the over-under on this at 1.5, all right? I'm 35 years old. J.J. Watt, also 35 years old. Jerry Hughes, very soon to be 36 years old. Yeah. Both of them older than me.
Yeah.
Slightly, by months. Over under at 1.5. How many defensive ends will the Texans have this year that are older than your boy?
Give me the over big time.
Okay.
And I know you're not going to make a comeback. I'm talking about J.J.
No, no.
I know you're not one of them.
And me on the D-line would be a very, very, very sad proposition.
I might pay to see it.
Oh, yeah.
I might pay to see it.
Yeah, you want to talk about rubbernecking earlier. That's a crash waiting to happen.
I might pay to see it.
You want to see a dead body?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Y'all want to see a dead body. Here's where I am with J.J. Okay, so for those who don't know or your internet has been down, by the way, we will give you all the relevant updates, whether there's a big portion of town that got power back, et cetera. I understand up near the Beltway, thanks to Tyler Milner, who's been tweeting that and told us, the big northeast part of town got a big chunk of homes back. So we're going to give you the updates as we move along here. We're going to also be, as I like to call it, the toy department. We are, the respite of all things that are getting a little bit too real for Houston right now, as we all know. So if you didn't see the tweet, didn't have the power or whatever, he tweeted, it was last night, wasn't it? Or yesterday?
I think it was the day before.
It was actually yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday evening.
Either way. It was a recently
tweeted. We brought it up on the show.
Yeah. He tweeted a picture of himself looking like he is, and I say this as a proven heterosexual, an Adonis. Like he looked.
Hey, wait a minute. A proven heterosexual?
I am a proven heterosexual.
Prove it.
Well, I can't do it with you guys. But
you've got 30 years worth of, 30 plus years worth of proof.
Yeah. It's like,
children?
I got two grandkids, by the way. That's proof enough. Anyway,
I didn't know we needed proof. But all right. Go ahead.
As a proven heterosexual, I will say he looked like an Adonis. Could not be in better shape. Thin. Powerful, ready to go. And by the way, he tweeted it the same time that Jerry Hughes was being signed. So I thought Seth brought up a good point with this kind of a little way of saying, hey, don't forget about me. I'm still looking this way. But this is what I was going to tell you and Figgy and our listeners. I've kind of reached the point where I might be a little bothered, not just surprised. I might be a little surprised and a little bothered if J.J. does not come back as a Houston Texan. Like I've reached that point. Like he's sent up enough, you know, little signs and signals and all that. Like he is getting ready for something. He is showing us he's getting ready for something.
Do y'all feel like it's a possibility JJ could play somewhere else?
No. Absolutely not.
No, that wouldn't make sense.
And I'll bring that up.
Yeah, but if he's doing all his training and the Texans ain't interested.
But they are. I mean, D'Amico had an opportunity to say, you know, JJ, we love him. We'll just talk around it. But he said, yeah, I might call him. You know?
So I could see the outside chance, and this is already kind of an outside chance, but I could see the outside chance that he tries to get on with a contender somewhere. This just makes the most sense because of the ties and the fact that it's a contender.
It's a contender.
Yeah, it checks all the boxes, whereas, could he wind up with Buffalo or Green Bay? Just name your contender or a team that you think might be in the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, but that would make far less sense.
Yeah.
Far less sense to do, especially a year after the fact.
Well, let me ask you a very serious question. Why would he be doing this? Why would he be doing this? And it's just not yesterday or whatever, day before. It's a consistently sort of, sign. It's a consistent sign that he's doing something to get ready for something. He also said this is the last year that he's going to do football workouts. So he's doing football workouts. He looks like to be in that shape. Why would he be doing that if he were not planning to come
back? Yeah, I completely am sold on him wanting to come back or thinking about coming back. Like, I don't – based off of talking to him a couple of months ago, like being there at a charity softball game and actually hearing him discuss this, I was sold at that moment that,
and there's been a lot more since.
Oh, yeah. At the very least, JJ wants to come back. Now, to Figgy's point, what is the interest level from either the Texans or, say, another contender, whoever might be a suitor?
Yeah.
That is the part that I don't have as great of a sense for, even though I do agree with you based off of hearing from D'Amico Ryans, hearing from Nick Caserio, and just our understanding for how JJ Watt, at least as a football player, for sure is viewed amongst other football people. There would be some interest there on behalf of the Texans. I would be shocked.
Yeah.
I would be shocked. What I'm curious of with you is, what would bother you? What about it would bother you if he didn't come back?
What I'm saying is,
because what if it's he does want to come back and it turns out that it just isn't, for whatever reason, the right fit? They don't agree on money.
Yeah.
They don't agree on the role. What, like, something that maybe we don't foresee in the moment, but for whatever reason, they're not able to consummate.
Well, let me tell you why I'm kind of at the point where I'd be surprised and a little bothered, in all honesty, if he doesn't come back. Because, a couple of things. The only way he would come back, money's not going to be an issue. He'll get paid, and he doesn't even need to get paid like he did on his last contract or whatever. So money's not an issue. So the only way, Figgy, that he would come back, I think, logically, would be if a team could cater to his needs, basically not have to be in training camp, maybe come in 6-7 weeks into the season. Well, there's only two teams that could do that. One is where his brother plays. Well, why would he go to Pittsburgh? Why? They're not considered. And the second reason, I think, is the most important reason. If you really think about this, and I was thinking about this morning, if you really think about this, the Houston Texans right now, they might be JJ's greatest chance to win a Super Bowl ever in his career.
Oh, I don't think
certainly
might.
Better.
Did you
than,
say might?
Well, because 11-12, you can argue.
11-12 didn't have CJ Stroud.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
you can argue, Kyler Murray, and all that stuff.
Nah, hell no.
No.
I was kind of confused that he even went there.
No, but I'm saying, like, when he went, you were like, okay, well, maybe, that's what he sees.
When they started off 6-0, I thought, I actually thought that a lot of us looked a little silly because we were saying, hey, what are you doing? And they turned out to be kind of good in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I've ever, I felt better about the 11-12 teams overall, maybe better than or maybe comparable to this one, but I think CJ puts it a little bit over the edge.
Yeah.
And I think a little bit D'Amico helps put it over the edge. I have much more confidence maybe in the leadership and the direction of what the 2024 Texans look like. I would say this is easily his best chance.
Well, there you go.
His best opportunity. And the fact that they would rely on him, I think, a lot less then they ended up relying on him as a young player.
You got they can cater to his needs, as an older player. It is his best chance ever to get that final little thing missing in his career. And then the other thing that I think is just as big, he's showing us. He's showing us that he's going to come in and be that type of player, just a, you know, kind of a role player, an important role. But he's not going to be, like Seth was saying earlier this morning, not going to be a first and second down guy.
No.
Look at his body. He's thin. That's a guy that's going to be either in the interior or on the edge rushing the passer. He is trim right now. He's working on speed and power, and that's pass rushing.
The only way I could see it not mm-hmm. happening, or the way I'd see it not happening, is if they have their meeting of the minds and there's just a disagreement on the terms, mm-hmm. like the minutia of it. Does J.J. Watt want to play? Would the Texans be welcoming of a J.J. Watt? I think both of those things got to be true. Yeah. There are, like, the devil is sometimes in the details, mm-hmm. and that's the part that I don't feel like we're able to predict as much. But to that point, I'll also say mm-hmm. it also makes the Jerry Hughes signing and him coming back a little bit all the more confusing. That's why I did this over-under thing, because I thought they were just going to do the one, and I thought eventually it was going to be J.J. Watt, and maybe Jerry Hughes goes and rides off in the sunset elsewhere. I am pro bringing back all of the guys who got the from the 80s that got the high motor. Jerry Hughes can play on my football team as long as he's willing to play. Hey, I am here for it. Bring me Jerry Hughes. Bring me J.J. Watt. Let's go. Shout out to 1989. Well,
was the Jerry Hughes signing, was that a sign, though?
No, that's exactly what I was going
to
say,
that's
Figgy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't
because
know.
Maybe they tried to get something going, and they said, you know what, let's just roll with Jerry one more year.
It's confusing.
And J.J. tweeted the picture like.
I thought that they would go with one. Now I'm hoping that they go with two.
That's why I'm wondering, like, man, if J.J. doing all this training.
Well, the one thing that we need to recognize here, Jerry Hughes has nothing to do with whether or not J.J. comes here. Like
Jerry, I hope so.
Jerry Hughes is not a deal breaker, you know, or anything like that.
Fair enough, but you do have a numbers game. And look, and to put a bow on that, Jerry Hughes could also not make this team.
That's what I'm saying. He is a non-factor.
He's a
non-factor when it comes to J.J. Watt.
He could not make this team, but I wouldn't mind having both of them on the team, to be honest with you. All right, coming up next on In the Loop, how long until D'Amico Ryans is on this list? We'll discuss that.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
How long before D'Amico Ryans, Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans, going into his second season at the helm of the Texans, how long before he is on the list for Coach of the Year? I know a lot of us locally felt like he kind of got hosed a little bit last year, losing Coach of the Year to, of all people, Kevin Stefanski, mm-hmm. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski, which, no offense to Kevin Stefanski, but watching the Texans undress the Browns in the playoffs made that feel really weird. Fast forward to now, to this year, going into this year, the favorite to win Coach of the Year. You would think it would either be maybe the guy that won it last year, maybe the guy that was runner-up
mm-hmm.
in D'Amico Ryans, but no. No, it's not. It's Matt freaking Eberflus, the head coach of the Bears, who, look.
This loving up on the Bears is kind of getting a little weird, man.
But this is the way I understand loving up on the Bears.
But not that.
I don't understand how it transfers to Matt Eberflus.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he's a fine defensive coach.
Yeah.
And I think he is going to benefit from the Bears having the perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the timing for the
Lucky
Bears.
Like the Texans were.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is. And he's going to benefit from that. And he's also going to contribute, I think, as a good defensive coach, similar to how I think D'Amico is, mm-hmm. you know, a defensive coach who is now lucked into a franchise who I think is going to be a franchise quarterback. But he could also just as easily get fired if that thing don't work.
No, he will get fired if it don't work.
For sure.
Yeah, but and what I'm saying is I think that that's in play. I think mm-hmm. both things are in play. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around the guy being the Coach of the Year favorite.
Yeah.
Being a guy that could easily lose his job.
because that was not the case with D'Amico Ryans.
No, D'Amico, D'Amico, things could go south for the Texans, and knock on wood, they don't.
Well, we thought, who knows what CJ was going to be.
Yeah, yeah. But look, we don't expect things to go south for the Texans, and even if they do, I feel like we're going to come out of this still, no matter what the record is, say for them losing every game, no matter what the record is at the end of the 2024 season, I feel like we're going to come out of it feeling pretty damn good about D'Amico Ryans, and I feel better about his chances of at least having the case for Coach of the Year based off of what we saw
last
year.
We are going to come out of the 2024 season still confident. I don't care if they win six games.
This ain't the make it or break it year for D'Amico.
Still confident in what. Now, maybe there's going to be some things that would draw some, you know, skepticism or at least concern or whatever. But we know what we have in D'Amico. We know what we have in C.J. Stroud. And we know, you know, there might be some injuries. There might, knock on wood, that there's not. But, you know, there might be some things that the season doesn't end up the way it might. But we know what the Texans have. We're going to come out of the 2024 season confident. That is not the case in Chicago and a lot of other places, that they know they're going to be confident no matter what happens.
I am surprised by the Matt Eberflus thing.
Yeah.
I think it is him benefiting from the fact that the Bears, I think most people would be surprised if they didn't come up this year. They won seven games last year. They had Caleb Williams to the mix. But I don't think that their success is going to necessarily be, and this is not an indictment on his coaching, I just don't think it's going to be indicative of.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to be because of his coaching. I think, again, he's going to contribute to the overall cause because he's a pretty good defensive coach. But to me, that's where that's where the narrative and the Coach of the Year case kind of starts and stops.
Yeah.
D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud together completely changed the narrative and the direction of a franchise. If they continue to do that, and we suspect that they will, I don't know, man. I feel like D'Amico Ryans should be at the top of this list.
I don't see why he would not, especially given all the other, I guess, optimism that people have. But you know, I came across a list that was making the rounds on NFL pages everywhere, like power ranking the five best head coaches for the 2024 season. And to be fair, I could see why D'Amico Ryans is not on the list, but I think you can make the argument that he will be, and if not this season, how long until he's one of the top five coaches? Just to clarify, five was John Harbaugh.
So, but this is also a different kind of list, though.
Yeah,
it's saying the five best versus the what we were saying,
coach of the year. Yeah.
I think those are slightly different distinctions.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I came across this one, you came across that one, and they are different. So John Harbaugh was five. I'm like, all right. I mean, the guy's consistent, gets it done. Dan Campbell was four. As much as he can be polarizing, you can't deny what they've done.
They got Campbell over Harbaugh?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
They do. Three was Sean McVay. I thought he did an amazing job last year.
That's fine.
Two was Kyle Shanahan. Can't argue. And one was Andy Reid. Can't argue. So I get why D'Amico was not on the top five, but how long until he is? Because I think Dan Campbell is susceptible. I think John Harbaugh is susceptible.
Sure.
You could even argue, you know, someone like Kyle Shanahan. And I think he's awesome, don't get me wrong. But who knows how, you know, aging McCaffrey, Purdy is proven, but there's still skeptics, et cetera. You know what I mean?
He's on the right track, but I do feel like it's going to be harder. I'm not saying that this is fair or foul. This is just, to me, reality.
Yeah.
I do think it's harder to get defensive coaches on that list.
Mm-hmm.
So the Texans, and this is kind of an obvious point, but a lot of it is going to be predicated on their success. Like, I think offensive coaches can be mildly successful but have really good offenses and be closer to being on this list than, say, a defensive coach whose team is not winning.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is going to be predicated on how much the Texans are improving, how much they're winning. Like, they're going to have to be – they're going to have to be way more front-facing than I think – than an offensive coach would have to be.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Yeah, because I kind of look at, like, Sean McVay. I think he's a good coach, but I feel like Mike Tomlin don't really get the respect that he usually he should get.
You know what? That's
so
a great point.
I think D'Amico could be he could be a Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Where he might not win a coach of the year or always come second or third, but I felt like he's going to get disrespected a lot because he is a defensive coach.
And we got to think about how long Mike Tomlin's been in the game now. Then versus now, the game has changed even more that I think is biased toward the offensive
geniuses and stuff like that.
That was even a point we were making, or some people were at least making, of like, hey, if you're going to draft a quarterback, this is last year, before you hired D'Amico, before you draft C.J. Stroud, but you think and feel like you're going to draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
Do you hire a defensive coach to come in here and pair up with a quarterback, with a franchise quarterback? Like, that was a legit discussion. Now we see how it's worked out. Yeah, you absolutely can. And in this case, you absolutely should. But I do think that there is going to always be a bias against the defensive coach.
I also feel while Figgy is right, when Mike Tomlin had a superstar quarterback, the narrative was different. When he had Big Ben, he was considered, this might be one of the best coaches, you know, ever. And he still may be, but he's not. He's kind of losing some respect in that regard because he doesn't have those quarterbacks anymore.
Yeah, I kind of look at Sean McVay because I think, like I said, he's a good coach, but I feel like he's been kind of similar to what Mike Tomlin been doing. He's been dealing with the injuries. He got an aging quarterback, but I feel like he's been getting into the playoffs and getting bounced too.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin been making the playoffs every single year, and we've been calling Pittsburgh trash.
Oh,
he's been making the playoffs with trash.
Man, go and it's weird the narrative of Mike Tomlin up there. Go listen to them how they talk about Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And you will be shocked.
Man, they ready to boycott, man, because he got an extension.
Man, you will be shocked at the lack of respect.
Yeah.
The blatant disrespect of a dude that has won as much. Now, I understand they haven't won a playoff game in a long time, I feel like, and they have kind of been stagnant. But, I mean, he's had them excellent pretty much forever.
And you got to look at the damn team, too. The team ain't the sexiest team either.
No. Hey, Figgy, I got a question, but barrel related, hurricane related, for you, because we're always obviously trying to keep people entertained. Like I said, this is the toy department, but also informed. You came across something that was good, Figgy. How'd you sleep last night? Nice and cool.
Man, I was hotter than fish grease, man.
All right, that's cool. So I got a solution for you.
Okay,
we got cooling centers. Y'all can go to our social media pages at Sports Radio 610. On Instagram, I believe on Twitter, or X, formerly known as Twitter as well. But we got a list of cooling centers for you to check out. Southwest Multi-Service Center, Crosby Community Center, Big Stone Lodge, and a number of others as well for you to check out. So if you are looking for a place to get cool, if you are one of those people who are without power or who is without power, and we know, hell, at one point it was upwards of 2 million, and CenterPoint said, the local government that said that they were only going to cut that number in half by Wednesday.
Yeah.
So that means at least we're still expecting at least 1 million people to be without power going into tomorrow. So if you are one of these people, check us out on social media to check out those.
Yeah.
Centers.
So that's another thing I wanted to mention. Restored in the last 24 hours. Shout out to all the power services, CenterPoint, et cetera. 787,000 have been restored so far. But there's still 1.8 million affected. So you may not have power. You may be hot like Figgy was last night trying to get to bed. You got those cooling centers that B. Scott mentioned.
Yeah, I was the same way. I slept with the windows open and sweated a little bit. Like that's where we're at. We're sweating in our sleep a little bit.
Last thing on this. You should have a generator if you live in Houston. And I would highly encourage you getting one, even if it's just a small one. You don't have to spend $10,000 or whatever. But there is nothing more frustrating when you don't have a generator than seeing the dude across the street with the lights on and the fans going and the refrigerator on. You're like,
yeah,
man, I feel stupid and I hate him.
I'm in an apartment complex. So this is like a plantation. We all in the same boat. We all walking around hot.
I split my time between an apartment complex and in townhome duplexes.
Yeah.
Don't nobody got a generator. So fortunately, I do not have generator envy, but I would be right there with you, Lopez. Honestly, I'd be over there with them. Like, hey, man.
But would you?
Do you need anything?
Because if you don't know the neighbors, Hey man, can I cool off a little
bit?
Oh,
I am neighborly. that is why I have this personality to go up there and make friends when we need a generator. He is John Lopez. I'm Brandon Scott here with Figgy Fig. Coming up next on In the Loop, we're gonna try to build the perfect AFC South team and see where the Texans stack up. And also, we're talking about Barrow. Is this gonna be an opportunity for NRG Stadium? We'll talk about that next on In the Loop.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
How long before D'Amico Ryans, Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans, going into his second season at the helm of the Texans, how long before he is on the list for Coach of the Year? I know a lot of us locally felt like he kind of got hosed a little bit last year, losing Coach of the Year to, of all people, Kevin Stefanski, Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski, which, no offense to Kevin Stefanski, but watching the Texans undress the Browns in the playoffs made that feel really weird. Fast forward to now, to this year, going into this year, the favorite to win Coach of the Year. You would think it would either be maybe the guy that won it last year, maybe the guy that was runner-up in D'Amico Ryans, but no. No, it's not. It's Matt freaking Eberflus, the head coach of the Bears, who, look.
This loving up on the Bears is kind of getting a little weird,
well,
man.
But this is the way I understand loving up on the Bears.
But not that.
I don't understand how it transfers to Matt Eberflus.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he's a fine defensive coach.
Yeah.
And I think he is going to benefit from the Bears having the perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the timing for the
Lucky
Bears.
Like the Texans were.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is. And he's going to benefit from that. And he's also going to contribute, I think, as a good defensive coach. Similar to how I think D'Amico is. Mm-hmm. You know, a defensive coach who is now lucked into a franchise, who I think is going to be a franchise quarterback. But he could also just as easily get fired if that thing don't work.
He will get fired
if it don't work.
Yeah, but and what I'm saying is I think that that's in play. I think both things are in play. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around the guy being the coach of the year favorite.
Yeah.
Being a guy that could easily lose his job.
Because that was not the case with D'Amico Ryans.
No. D'Amico, things could go south for the Texans, and knock on wood, they don't.
Well, we thought, who knows what CJ was going to be.
Yeah. But look, we don't expect things to go south for the Texans. And even if they do, I feel like we're going to come out of this still, no matter what the record is, say for them losing every game.
Yeah.
No matter what the record is at the end of the 2024 season, I feel like we're going to come out of it feeling pretty damn good about D'Amico Ryans. And I feel better about his chances of at least having the case for Coach of the Year based off of what we saw last year.
We are going to come out of the 2024 season still confident. I don't care if they win six games.
This ain't the make it or break it year for D'Amico.
Still confident in what. Now, maybe there's going to be some things that would draw some, you know, skepticism or at least concern or whatever. But we know what we have in D'Amico. We know what we have in C.J. Stroud. And we know, you know, there might be some injuries. There might, knock on wood, that there's not. But, you know, there might be some things that the season doesn't end up the way it might. But we know what the Texans have. We're going to come out of the 2024 season confident. That is not the case in Chicago and a lot of other places, that they know they're going to be confident no matter what happens.
I am surprised by the Matt Eberflus thing.
Yeah.
I think it is him benefiting from the fact that the Bears, I think most people would be surprised if they didn't come up this year. They won seven games last year. They had Caleb Williams to the mix. But I don't think that their success is going to necessarily be, and this is not an indictment on his coaching, I just don't think it's going to be indicative of.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to be because of his coaching. I think, again, he's going to contribute to the overall cause
because
he's a pretty good defensive coach. But to me, that's where the narrative and the Coach of the Year case kind of starts and stops.
Yeah.
D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud together completely changed the narrative and the direction of a franchise. If they continue to do that, and we suspect that they will,
I don't know, man. I feel like DeMeco Ryans should be at the top of this list.
I don't see why he would not, especially given all the other, I guess, optimism that people have. But you know, I came across a list that was making the rounds on NFL pages everywhere, like power ranking the five best head coaches for the 2024 season. And to be fair, I could see why DeMeco Ryans is not on the list, but I think you can make the argument that he will be, and if not this season, how long until he's one of the top five coaches? Just to clarify, five was John Harbaugh.
So, but this is also a different kind of list, though.
Yeah,
it's saying the five best versus the what we were saying,
coach of the year. Yeah.
I think those are slightly different.
Yeah, that's
distinctions.
What I'm saying. So, like, I came across this one, you came across that one, and they are different. So, John Harbaugh was five. I'm like, all right. I mean, the guy's consistent, gets it done. Dan Campbell was four. As much as he can be polarizing, you can't deny what they've done.
They got Campbell over Harbaugh?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
They do. Three was Sean McVay. I thought he did an amazing job last year.
That's fine.
Two was Kyle Shanahan. Can't argue. And one was Andy Reid. Can't argue. So I get why DeMeco was not on the top five, but how long until he is? Because I think Dan Campbell is susceptible. I think John Harbaugh is susceptible.
Sure.
You could even argue, you know, someone like Kyle Shanahan. And I think he's awesome, don't get me wrong. But who knows how, you know, aging McCaffrey, Purdy is proven, but they're still skeptics, et cetera. You know what I mean?
He's on the right track, but yeah. I do feel like it's going to be harder. I'm not saying that this is fair or foul. This is just, to me, reality.
Yeah.
I do think it's harder to get defensive coaches on that list.
Mm-hmm.
So the Texans, and this is kind of an obvious point, but a lot of it is going to be predicated on their success. Like, I think offensive coaches can be mildly successful but have really good offenses and be closer to being on this list than, say, a defensive coach whose team is not winning.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is going to be predicated on how much the Texans are improving, how much they're winning. Like, they're going to have to be – they're going to have to be way more front-facing than I think – than an offensive coach would have to be.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Yeah, because I kind of look at, like, Sean McVay. I think he's a good coach, but I feel like Mike Tomlin don't really get the respect that he should get.
You know what? That's
so
a great point.
I think DeMeco could be he could be a Mike Tomlin.
Yeah,
where he might not win a coach of the year or always come second or third, but I feel like he's going to get disrespected a lot because he is a defensive coach.
And we got to think about how long Mike Tomlin's been in the game now. Then versus now, the game has changed even more that I think is biased toward the offensive
head coach. These offensive geniuses and stuff like that.
That was even a point we were making, or some people were at least making, of like, hey, if you're going to draft a quarterback, this is last year, before you hired DeMeco, before you draft C.J. Stroud, but you think and feel like you're going to draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
Do you hire a defensive coach to come in here and pair up with a quarterback, with a franchise quarterback? Like, that was a legit discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Now we see how it's worked out. Yeah, you absolutely can. And in this case, you absolutely should. But I do think that there is going to always be a bias against the defensive coach.
I also feel while Figgy is right, when Mike Tomlin had a superstar quarterback, the narrative was different. When he had Big Ben, he was considered, this might be one of the best coaches, you know, ever. And he still may be, but he's not. He's kind of losing some respect in that regard because he doesn't have those quarterbacks anymore.
Yeah, I kind of look at Sean McVay because I think, like I said, he's a good coach, but I feel like he's been kind of similar to what Mike Tomlin been doing. He's been dealing with the injuries. He got an aging quarterback, but I feel like he's been getting into the playoffs and getting bounced too.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin been making the playoffs every single year, and we've been calling Pittsburgh trash.
Oh,
he's been making the playoffs with trash.
Man, go and it's weird, the narrative of Mike Tomlin up there. Go listen to them, how they talk about Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And you will be shocked.
Man, they ready to boycott, man, because he got an extension.
Man, you will be shocked at the lack of respect.
Yeah.
The blatant disrespect of a dude that has won as much. Now, I understand they haven't won a playoff game in a long time, I feel like, and they have kind of been stagnant. But, I mean, he's had them excellent pretty much forever.
And you got to look at the damn team, too. The team ain't the sexiest team either.
No. Hey, Figgy, I got a question, but barrel related, hurricane related, for you, because we're always obviously trying to keep people entertained. Like I said, this is the toy department, but also informed. You came across something that was good, Figgy. How'd you sleep last night? Nice and cool.
Man, I was hiding in fish grease, man.
All right, that's cool. So I got a solution for you.
Okay.
We got cooling centers. Y'all can go to our social media pages at Sports Radio 610 on Instagram, I believe on Twitter, or X, formerly known as Twitter as well. But we got a list of cooling centers for you to check out. Southwest Multi-Service Center, Crosby Community Center, Big Stone Lodge, and a number of others as well for you to check out. So if you are looking for a place to get cool, if you are one of those people who are without power or who is without power, and we know, hell, at one point it was upwards of 2 million, and CenterPoint said, or maybe it was the local government that said, mm-hmm, that they were only going to cut that number in half by Wednesday.
Yeah.
So that means at least we're still expecting at least 1 million people to be without power going into tomorrow. So if you are one of these people, check us out on social media to check out those.
Yeah,
centers.
So that's another thing I wanted to mention. Restored in the last 24 hours, shout out to all the power services, CenterPoint, et cetera, 787,000 have been restored so far. But there's still 1.8 million affected. So you may not have power. You may be hot like Figgy was last night trying to get to bed. You got those cooling centers that that B. Scott mentioned.
Yeah, I was the same way. I slept with the windows open, yeah, and sweated a little bit. Like that's where we're at. We're yeah, sweating in our sleep a little bit.
Last thing on this. You should have a generator if you live in Houston, and I would highly encourage you getting one, even if it's just a small one. You don't have to spend $10,000 or whatever. But there is nothing more frustrating when you don't have a generator than seeing the dude across the street with the lights on and the fans going and the refrigerator on. You're like,
yeah,
man, I feel stupid and I hate him.
I'm in an apartment complex, so this is like a plantation. We all in the same boat. We all walking around hot.
I split my time between an apartment complex and in townhome duplexes.
Yeah.
Don't nobody got a generator. So so fortunately, I do not have generator envy, but I would be right there with you, Lopez. Honestly, I'd be over there with them. Like, hey, man.
But would you?
Do you need anything?
Because if you don't know the neighbors, hey, man, can I cool off a little bit?
Oh, I am neighborly. That is why I have this personality to go up there, yeah, and make friends when we need a generator. He is John Lopez. I am Brandon Scott here with Figgy Fig. Coming up next on In the Loop, we're going to try to build the perfect AFC South team and see where the Texans stack up. And also, we're talking about Barrel. Is this going to be an opportunity for NRG Stadium? We'll talk about that next one in the loop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man.
Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.